With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Polls on the election showing a very close race right now between Donald Trump and Kamala Harris.
The two most striking polls were conducted by Forbes Harris X following President Joe Biden's announcement last week to end his reelection bid. On Monday, that poll showed a 6-point lead for former President Trump over Vice President Harris. That advantage evaporated over the weekend to a tie as of Friday. At the same time, Mr. Trump has leads between 1 and 7 points in 6 other polls, with Ms. Harris with a 1-point lead in each of 2 polls. One other poll shows the two candidates tied. In 5 battleground states, the Real Clear Politics average indicates leads for Mr. Trump, which are still within the margins of a statistical tie. George Williams reporting.
Also at SRNNews.com, on Capitol Hill, the House will recess without passing measures to fund the government. Here's correspondent Bernie Bennett.
House Republicans are turning their focus to a debate over whether to fund the government through December or into next year after their hopes of passing 12 full-year funding bills before the August recess collapsed. With no one expecting the annual funding process to be complete by a September 30th shutdown deadline, hardline conservatives are advocating for a stopgap measure, also known as a continuing resolution, that would run into March of next year to avoid being jammed with a massive spending package under a lame duck president. Conservatives confident of former President Trump's chances of taking back the White House in November also hope that a stopgap bill into next year would allow Mr. Trump to have more influence over how the government will be funded through the fall of 2025. From Washington, I'm Bernie Bennett.
A lot of brash talk from Britain's new left-leaning government. Prime Minister Keir Starmer says the nation is broke and broken. He blames the situation on his predecessors. He is widely expected to lay the groundwork for higher taxes. This is SRN News. A California megachurch working to get out the vote.
It's called the Comeback California Tour, and it's being organized by Calvary Chapel Chino Hills, pastored by Jack Hibbs. It will consist of a series of events designed to teach other churches how they can get believers to the polls in November. Calvary Chapel's website says, quote, California is at a crossroads, urgently needing the church's influence to reverse the moral decline and stand in the gap for our children, families, and communities. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Leader of a historic church in downtown Dallas, nearly destroyed by a fire, says officials plan to rebuild the iconic structure. First Baptist Dallas senior pastor Robert Jeffress says insurance will cover the cost. The Victorian-style red brick church is a Texas historic landmark built in 1890. This is SRN News. Well, thousands of firefighters battling a blaze in Northern California, getting a little help now from cooler weather after that blaze had exploded in size earlier in the weekend, scorching a massive area. Butte County Sheriff Corey Haney says he knows there are thousands of people under evacuation orders from the fire and want to go home, but officials need to consider safety first.
First and foremost is whether or not it is safe to allow people to return. Even if there's not active fire in that area, what our experience has been is that the fire can move rapidly and change directions depending on which way the wind is blowing. And we need to have a sufficient time to get people out. But once they're out, oftentimes it's safer to keep them.
At least 15 people have been killed when mudslides hit homes in a mountainous region of southeastern China. At least 6 people have been safely rescued. More details at SRNNews.com.